Welcome to the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Friday, May 25th, 2018. This is Jess Thomas reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Rick Porcello struggled mightily last night, and the Red Sox four-game win streak ended with a 6-3 loss in the finale at the Trop on Thursday night. Boston still won 2 of 3 in the series against the Rays after winning the first two games. This one went south quickly, though, as Tampa had a 5-0 lead after two innings. It was a poor pitching and poor defensive performance that led to the demise of the Red Sox last night. It was already 1-0 by the time Porcello got his first out. Denard Span doubled to start the game, CJ Krohn walked, and Matt Duffy loaded the bags with an infield single. The first run came in on an error by catcher Sandy Leone, and Brad Miller made it 2-0 with a sac fly. Porcello got into more trouble in the second when Wilson Ramos drove in 2 with a single and a third run scored in a Betts error, Boston's second in 2 innings. Porcello ended up only lasting 3 2/3 innings over 92 pitches, allowing 8 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. He falls to 6-2 this year. Brian Johnson, Hector Velasquez, and Stephen Wright completed the final 4 1/3 innings of scoreless ball, but the offense couldn't quite pick up the pitching in this one. Blake Snell stymied the Sox for 6 innings, only allowing 3 hits, 2 to Sandy Leone, and no runs. He had 8 strikeouts, including 2 to Hanley Ramirez. Hanley was 0-4 and is 0-for his last 21 in the season, lowering his average all the way down to .254. Matt Andrews pitched 2 2/3 innings after Snell, allowing 3 runs, but he couldn't finish the job in the 9th. He had trouble putting the Sox away. The Sox scored in an error in the 7th for their first run, and Mitch Moreland blasted a solo shot in the 9th for the second run. Rafael Devers ripped an RBI double after Eduardo Nunez got a single, and it cut the lead in half at 6-3. Alex Colomé came into the game and got the final out on Sandy Leone. It was not enough in this loss, but fortunately today is a new day, which means a clean slate on which to draft the team. So if you love fantasy baseball, then you should join me. Try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long leagues. Drafts last for just one night, just 2 or 3 minutes. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. Best part is you play for cold hard cash, you get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so it's a draft for everyone. I personally am a big fan of Draft. I love the speed that it takes to do the draft, and then you just see how your team does and hopefully win some cash. So I would love for you to join me on Draft today. All you have to do is search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. For a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat and Red Sox Newsfeed listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. You have to use my promo code REDSOXBEAT. That's right, play a real money game for free just using my promo code REDSOXBEAT when you make your first deposit. I'm happy to report that Dustin Pedroia will be activated from the DL today. Pedroia's return from knee surgery should only mean good things for Boston, as second base has been a shaky spot so far this year. Pedroia is expected to be in the lineup either today or tomorrow. It's unknown where he will hit, but the expectation is 6th or 7th with how good this Red Sox lineup is. It will be his first time playing for manager Alex Cora, who was his teammate from 2006 to 2008. After the short 3-game road trip against the Rays, Boston now comes back home to take on the surprise Atlanta Braves for a 3-game set. Atlanta is perhaps the biggest surprise team in the league this year, as they stand atop the NL East with a 29-19 record, and they have a great 18-10 road record where they will be. Julio Teheran and his 4-1 record will take on Eduardo Rodriguez and his 4-1 record. Teheran has a 4.17 ERA and has struggled in his last two starts, where he combined 10 runs in 11 innings, so he looks to get back on track. Erod also has an ERA over 4, but his last outing was a scoreless one against Baltimore, a game in which he got 9 hits, but no runs. Boston now stands at 34-16 and remains a game up on the Yankees, as they were idle last night. Make sure to continue checking out all of our Red Sox content on Twitter at RedSoxCLNS, as well as subscribing to the newsfeed and Red Sox Beat on iTunes and Stitcher. Make sure you leave those reviews, rates, and make sure you subscribe. This has been Jess Thomas reporting for the Boston Red Sox newsfeed on CLNS.